Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. So in this video, I'm talking about Donald Trump's latest foray into indignity and his total dearth of decorum. And that's to do with his visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Was it 3 days ago? So in case you don't know, Arlington National Cemetery is on the edge of Washington, D.C. I think strictly speaking, it's part of the state of Virginia. And there was some major southern landowner who owned that in the Civil War, and so many United States soldiers were killed. The question became, where do we bury them? And if I got this right, they confiscated that house from this chap who was a major supporter of the Confederacy and say, well, we're going to bury them in his garden. And they'll bring home to these Confederates all the deaths they've caused. Anyway, because it's on the edge of the capital of the United States, that is the major military cemetery, but not just any soldier, Marine, or whatever, airman, a sailor can be buried there. They required special permission. Various presidents are buried there, most notably President John F. Kennedy. I've been in there years ago, and it's one of the first you come to. It's actually a very rather modest grave. I think it was initially buried somewhere else, like, but because you see it straight away, everybody passes by, and there's row after row of all these white crosses. So Donald Trump went there with entourage a few days ago, and indeed a camera crew. It being the third anniversary of the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan, an agreement that he made with the Taliban. And that's why for the last year and a half of ISAF's presence in Afghanistan, there were no attacks on the coalition troops. ISAF, the International Security Assistance Force, or is it Stabilization and Assistance Force? Remember, that was a NATO operation. The United States, the only country ever which invoked Article 5 of the NATO Charter, were under attack. An attack on one is attack on all, obliging all NATO countries, it was under 30 in those days, to send troops to Afghanistan, which they duly did. So 20 years later, Trump would often criticize this, decided he would withdraw. So he made that agreement with the Taliban. And by the way, so Joe Biden came in and he implemented that plan. Biden apparently felt like doing this when he was vice president, but Obama had vetoed him. So Biden went ahead with Trump's plan. He didn't have to. He could have shredded the deal and fought on indefinitely or whatever. So, you know, tens of thousands of people were killed in that 20-year Afghan conflict. Is it over 3,000 U.S. troops? And in the withdrawal, about 11 were killed by a Taliban bomb because there were some ultra-Taliban who said, well, let's not miss this last opportunity to have a crack at the infidels. So some people were killed. Now, apparently, the families of two of those slain, they are Trumpists. So then he went to supposedly show respect to these fallen soldiers and lay a wreath at their graves. You might say, so far, so good. But there are rules about going to Arlington National Cemetery is not to film or create any media images, no footage for partisan purposes. And this was for a nakedly electoral purpose. Anyway, so federal law says you're not permitted to use cemeteries for campaigning. The U.S. Army told the people this in advance, just in case they didn't know. What was I going to say? It was 13 American troops were killed in that incident in Afghanistan, not 11. So they went to Section 60 of the graveyard, which is where those killed in Iraq and Afghanistan are laid to rest. Anyway, an official from Arlington Cemetery came up to Trump staffers and said, excuse me, that you can't be doing this. You're not to be filming like this. And there was some argy-bargy there. So it's said that the Trump campaign then put out a bogus statement accusing the woman who said, you must desist from filming, of being mentally ill. Yeah. And this is what Stephen Chung, a Trump staffer, said about it. The fact is that the private photographer was permitted on the premises, and for whatever reason, an unnamed individual, clearly suffering from a mental health episode, decided to physically block members of the President Trump's team during a very solemn ceremony back there. So some people say that is calumny, that this person is not mentally ill whatsoever. And by the way, that Stephen Chung, he is just committed a solecism there. That was a split infinitive. To physically block should be to block physically. All right, but I do that myself occasionally. And Trump then posed with a thumb up, which might seem flippant, even disrespectful. What's the best possible interpretation you could put on that he was somehow wishing them well. It was some sort of benediction or whatever, that he was on their side, that posthumously they would support him. But it's nauseating. And it's part of a catalogue of gross breaches of protocol, of really being tone deaf, really being tasteless and insensitive, because the families of the other 13 killed, are they for Trump, against Trump? I don't know. You could be a Trumpster, but still recognize you just don't do that. That's really not on. It's completely unacceptable to go to this graveyard and think that you can posthumously recruit these people into your campaign to use them as though a reason to vote for you. But wait a second, if Trump had been president and had gone ahead with his Afghanistan withdrawal plan, this bomb attack would still have happened. What would it have changed? He should actually thank for Biden for doing what he wanted him to do. It's actually one of the few things in which Biden and Trump saw eye to eye. To pull out of Afghanistan, they perceived no gain from maintaining a presence in Afghanistan indefinitely. They thought, you know, they lost over 3,000 troops, spent was over $2 trillion, and the country fell to the Taliban. I mean, under Trump's time, it was thought that the democratically elected government of Afghanistan would hold on. Some of the country, if not all the country. I remember having to write a sort of forecast of this in five possible scenarios. And one of them was outright Taliban victory, which I gave like a 20% chance. You know, the democratic government of Afghanistan hanging on was a higher 30% chance. There were other possibilities like endless war. There were other possibilities like fracturing into several different states. Another possibility like, Pakistan taking over and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so Trump has gone to war on this one in Truth Social. So it really is sickening. And actually, it's a crime. They probably won't be prosecuted for this one. So clearly, Trump did not abide by the rules here. So I suppose it tells us what we already knew about him, that he is crass, that he really has no sense of dignity, no common decency. They will lie. They will disparage people. They will put out all these canards about people being mentally ill, anyone who calls them out. That he will not abide by the rules, and that there's no ethical bottom line. And it's staggering that some US military people, quite a lot of them apparently, are Trumpsters. I suppose his chauvinism, his hyper-aggression, his cruelty. Some people mistake his cruelty for toughness. And this is a guy who dodged the draft, claiming to have bone spurs. And can we have a real medical examination? Because those are lifelong. If he really didn't have bone spurs, which allowed him to dodge Vietnam, he'd still have them. And the doctor who diagnosed him with those was a tenant of his father's. The theory being he got some sort of sweetheart deal from his father, like lower rent in return from misdiagnosing bone spurs that weren't there. I could be mistaken. Maybe he really has them. Trump, who said that soldiers who get killed are suckers and losers, who was grossly insulting about Senator John McCain, the sometime Republican presidential candidate. And John McCain was shot down over Vietnam, spent years in a North Vietnamese prison camp, the Hanoi, was horrifically tortured there. Now, I disagree with McCain on quite a lot, but you cannot doubt his physical and moral courage. He was offered preferential treatment. He turned it down on the basis that his father was an admiral. He was offered early release and he declined to do so, wouldn't go back to the last person went so. And that was just too self-sacrificing. I couldn't have done it because you could have died there. You know, medical care wasn't great. You could have accidentally died in a US bombing raid. And, you know, think of yourself. Think of your wife, think of your children. They need you. You've done your duty to your country. What about your duty to your family? Anyway, staggering. There can be no questioning his valor, his self-sacrifice versus Trump, who's just never sacrificed anything. It is nauseating, and he has previous part of a lengthy catalog of incidents like this. So a complete failure to distinguish between public and private, and just not showing any honor. He's calumniating people. He's utterly deceitful. He is as vile as ever. And that's why, though Kamala Harris is also repulsive, she's not quite as bad as him. I have thought about this, that he's not willing to go the whole hog in defending children. The other hand, to be fair to him, you can only do that if you win the election. And if he's too hardline in sticking up for defenseless girls and boys, he'll lose the election. So I said, I'm afraid one has to trim a little bit. He's only going to be able to appoint judges or set policies to save kids if he wins the election, but which I think he still will narrowly do. Some polls came out with him, which are all right for him, actually. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon. Donate on PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Bye-bye.